CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is sure to face legal challenges after he fired at least a dozen inspectors general who check for abuse or fraud at federal agencies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a chilling purge.
Mike Ware is the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration and says he was among those fired. In a letter he wrote to a White House personnel official and obtained by CBS News, he called the firings legally dubious. Federal law requires the White House to give Congress a full month of warning and case-specific details before firing a federal inspector general. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary.
The yeas are 59. The nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
Late last night, Pete Hegseth was confirmed as Defense Secretary after the Vice President cast a tie-breaking vote.
We don't want to fight wars. We want to deter them, as you said, right. And we want to end them responsibly. But if we need to fight them, we're going to bring overwhelming and decisive force to close with and destroy the enemy and bring our boys.
The Senate will vote on the confirmation of Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent Monday night. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson tells us President Trump is reversing another Biden administration decision.
The Trump administration has greenlit the shipment of 2,000-pound bombs to Israel that the Biden administration had previously paused, a defense official tells CBS News. The Biden administration paused the one shipment as a message to Israel that it shouldn't use the massive bombs in urban environments and risk killing more civilians.
Hamas has released four more hostages, all female Israeli soldiers. They were flown to an Israeli hospital for treatment. The crowd outside cheered when the helicopter arrived. The women appear to be in good health. Israel released another 200 Palestinian prisoners. President Trump held a rally in Las Vegas today and renewed his pledge to end taxes on tips.
Nationwide, over 4 million workers depend on tip income, including an estimated 700,000 single moms.
Trump said he's working with Congress on a bill to lower taxes. With rain in the forecast in Southern California, there are worries about possible mudslides in areas left barren by the wildfires. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Gio Insignares says crews are stocking up on concrete barriers, sandbags, and tarps.
In addition to supplies, the state of California says it'll be sending in more heavy equipment like dozers to help out. Teams will also be working to prevent toxic runoff from entering waterways by installing physical filtration barriers.
Officials say all of the Los Angeles area's flood channels and dams are operational and ready. Some spots in the region could get 3/4 of an inch of rain this weekend. A lot of places haven't had significant rain in 10 months. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
A centuries-old travel trend is back.
Like a vacation packed with action or something more relaxing.
The Scottish have a word for laying around in bed after it's time to get up, and it's called herkledurkling.
If that sounds like the getaway you crave, you're just in time. Lifestyle expert Caroline McQuiston demonstrated the concept on Instagram, jumping under the covers to read a book and gaze out a window at a frosted Isle of Skye landscape. The 19th century Scottish term even shows up in Hilton's 2025 Trends Report. airport. So we ask this Glasgow native.
Do I hurkle durkle? Of course not. Scottish people are an industrious people in the 21st century. No time for lying in one's bed.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An Alabama woman today became the longest living recipient of a pig organ transplant. Tawana Looney got her kidney 61 days ago. She says she feels good. Four other Americans have received transplants of pig organs. None lived more than 2 months. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 10 above. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s to around 40 Monday and Tuesday. A few flurries possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now it's 33.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Was out to get me. And that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Get his pain. But when I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. And I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender. I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Thank you.
to let you know I can really shake them down.
And I'll be your friend. time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Los Angeles area could finally get some rain this weekend, but that's raising fears of mudslides in areas scorched by the wildfires. CBS Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom is in Altadena.
The hillsides right above here, they are completely bare, and the worry for folks who own homes like this that are still here is that mud and debris could come down if we get some heavy rains. We did speak with a woman who has a house still standing nearby, and she talked about the concerns.
I hope a lot of it doesn't slide. That's my hope, and it'll be my prayer too, that it doesn't slide.